Welcome to your Sunday Reader. Today we will be discussing the readings for the 33rd Sunday in Ordinary Time, 2009. A reading from the book of the prophet Daniel. In those days, I, Daniel, heard this word of the Lord. At that time there shall arise Michael, the great prince, guardian of your people. It shall be a time unsurpassed in distress, since nations began until that time. At that time your people shall escape, everyone who is found written in the book. Many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake. Some shall live forever. Others shall be in everlasting horror and disgrace. But the wise shall shine brightly, like the splendor of the firmament, and those who lead the many to justice shall be like the stars forever. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. You are my inheritance, O Lord. O Lord, my allotted portion and my cup, you it is who holds fast my lot. I set the Lord ever before me. With him at my right hand I shall not be disturbed. Therefore my heart is glad and my soul rejoices. My body too abides in confidence, because you will not abandon my soul to the netherworld, nor will you suffer your faithful one to undergo corruption. You will show me the path to life, fullness of joys in your presence, the delights at your right hand forever. A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, every priest stands daily at his ministry, offering frequently those same sacrifices that can never take away sins. But this one offered one sacrifice for sins, and took his seat forever at the right hand of God. Now he waits until his enemies are made his footstool, for by one offering he has made perfect forever those who are being consecrated. Where there is forgiveness of these, there is no longer offering for sin. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to his disciples, "In those days after that tribulation, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from the sky, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds, with great power and glory, and then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the end of the earth to the end of the sky. Learn a lesson from the fig tree. When its branch becomes tender and sprouts leaves, you know that summer is near. In the same way, when you see these things happening, know that he is near, at the gates. Amen, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But of that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's podcast. I guess I knew this would happen someday, that I would be left alone to do this podcast. Unfortunately, today is that day. Father Brian is sick, and I couldn't reach Father Mark or find another willing participant for today's discussion. So that means for you, one short podcast. I'm a person of few words, and most of them borrowed this week from our Living Liturgy book that we use as a resource on the podcast. Well, that I use. So just to talk about today's readings a little bit, I got to thinking about how as humans who are living in this a well-to-do nation, I would say, we tend to live in the future, not in the present moment. We think about going on vacation next year and maybe hoping to get a promotion someday soon, or even expectantly waiting for the opening of some new movie or new play. can sort of thinking about living in the future, and it can have a benefit of giving us goals to strive for and taking us beyond where we are in the present moment, challenging us to grow. But at the same time, it makes us miss what's happening in the present moment, all the goodness that God has put right before us. You know, we're reaching the end of our liturgical year. In fact, next Sunday is the Feast of Christ the King, and that's always the last Sunday in the church year. And each year, as we reach the end, we always hear gospels and readings about the end times, as in today's times. They ask us to look far into the future, not just next year or, you know, whatever. We sort of, when we read them, we think, oh, this is going to be way far, hundreds of years from now. And they sort of paint a picture. We can take it as seeing being dark and dismal and doom and gloom. And because we think of them so far in the future, and because they're doom and gloom, we tend to dismiss them. And as you heard in today's gospel, there's pretty much no exception here. We hear about the sun being darkened and the moon not giving light, that the stars will fall from the sky and the powers in heaven will be shaken. When I hear this, I tend to think, when is this going to happen, God? And you know, Jesus answers that in today's gospel. He says, no one knows, not even the sun. This type of writing, it's called apocalyptic. You've probably heard it before. And the word apocalyptic comes from the Greek word meaning to uncover or reveal. And so when we look at what Jesus is trying to tell us in this passage, what he's revealing is not a message of doom and gloom, but a message of hope and of promise of God's abiding presence, not just in the future, but now in the present moment. Jesus tells us of hope by saying, when our world is falling apart, he is breaking in, and he'll gather his elect to share in his great power and glory. We tend to think of Jesus' second coming as something far in the future. In fact, though, we already see the sun and moon and stars darkening in our own lives through the trials and tribulations that we have right now. Jesus told us that these things would happen, but he also promises that he is near. This gospel is about the ultimate victory over darkness that belongs to those who are faithful. That means the victory isn't sometime in the future, but that it's right now. My final thought today is that just as how big calamities are not what the future is all about, neither is our present state about big deeds. What our present should be about is doing little things well, just like Saint Teresa said. Jesus has already given us all that we need to have our names written in the book, and we just need to live like he did, with compassion and understanding, wisdom and care, love and hope. That, I realize, is easier said than done, but I guess I'll challenge you this week to try and to do all those little things well, and not worry about the big things, either in the future or at the present moment. To trust God that he is there in the moment. So I ask you to have a good week and to join us again next week on your Sunday reading.